Well, as Human Rights Watch, we had repeatedly raised the issue of serious abuses in Zimbabwe, implicating the officials who have been placed on sanctions. So this really is a way for the UK to show displeasure at the leadership in the security forces, including the State Security Minister, the Director of the Intelligence Organization, and the Commissioner General of Police, and a commander of the army that led the shooting of civilians on the 1st of August 2018. And there has been no accountability so far for these killings. The police in Zimbabwe have refused to investigate, and therefore it is important that there is international pressure so that at least there could be some accountability, some justice for the victims of these abuses.
Some Zimbabweans are saying they expect other members of the international community and perhaps regional bodies and continental bodies like the SADC and the African Union to also impose sanctions to ensure human rights are protected or respected in Zimbabwe. What is your take on that?
Well, it would be appropriate for the Southern African Development Community, SADC, or the African Union to place targeted sanctions on senior government officials in Zimbabwe over human rights abuses. But it is unrealistic to expect that SADC or the AU will do that, because so far they have turned a blind eye to the abuses that are happening in Zimbabwe.
But do you think this targeted sanctions would have the desired impact that people would anticipate?
These targeted sanctions might be too little, too late. The only major impact that they will have is a clear sign of displeasure by the international community. And we know that the Zimbabwe government has been trying to re-engage the international community. They have been paying public relations firms in the UK and in America to try and sanitize its name. So it is really about showing displeasure and condemnation. But in terms of pushing for change on the ground, much more needs to be done, particularly by Zimbabwe's neighbors like South Africa. Those would have a more significant impact if South Africa or SADC or the African Union were to step in.
Some are suggesting in Zimbabwe that perhaps an overhaul of the political system would have a desired impact of having the rights of citizens upheld as one of the cardinal points for reforms, political reforms in Zimbabwe. Do you share that sentiment?
Absolutely, that is correct. There is need for significant political and security sector reforms. You will recall that in Zimbabwe there was effectively a military coup in November 2017. So Zimbabwe's military is embedded in the civilian and political affairs of the country and is one of the key factors in the abuses going on there. So as indicated by the number of individuals who are all from the security sector, we have been put on the UK sanctions, it clearly shows that the major problem has to do with a security sector that is highly politicized and partisan in support of the ruling regime and is responsible for human rights abuses, and they treat each other as if they are above the law.